Hello, friends. Welcome back to your OELC CASO podcast. My name is Nathan Adams. First of all, I want to apologize you for the long gap between episodes. I've been a little wrapped up in a new job that I've taken on, and as such, I haven't had quite as much time as I usually do. Nonetheless, summer has come, and so I have a few minutes, and so I'm very happy to be presenting this episode to you finally and at last. Today, I am presenting my interview with Laura Sparks, who's the new managing director of OELC, and she has some interesting things to tell us about OELC's programming for 2023 and what's going on with them both in the late summer and the fall. So I hope you enjoy it, and it's very nice to be back with you all again. Today, I'm speaking with OELC's managing director, Laura Sparks, about OELC's 2023 season. Laura, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Nathan, for having me today to speak about OELC and our 2023 season.
Laura, first of all, let me take this opportunity to welcome you to our OELC family. I know you have lots of experience with managing not-for-profit organizations and working in camps, and always OELC is lucky to have you. I'm going to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about your experience, and then maybe you can tell us whether you have any experiences that relate directly to OELC in the past.
Great. So yeah, my background is in education and organizational development, which is really a great fit because organizational development is all about, you know, creating leaders for the future, which is really what the mandate of OELC is as well. And I do have experience in my past life in organizing and being part of camps. And I am very familiar with OELC because I have a number of friends that have attended in the past. And they've always spoken very highly, and they were super excited to hear that I was coming on board, and lots of stories that they wanted to share with me about their experience with OELC.
Well, that's great, and I'd love to hear what they had to tell you as we go along. But first of all, I want to get to the important points of our 2023 season. Talk to me about OELC's relocation. I understand they have a new partnership with Camp Kuching. What does that look like? And tell me all about it.
Right. So this year, OELC is partnered with Camp Kuching, and Camp Kuching is located on the shores of Camp Kuching, which is about 5 minutes outside of Orillia. And they're a camp that has been, you know, running for years and years, and we've partnered with them. And what we've done differently this year is that we have invited school groups to come and join us for May and June, as well as September and October. And so schools across Ontario have an experience typically of a 2-night, 3-day school trip where they can come to the camp. Again, it's right on the water, so it's a beautiful location. And they have the pleasure of both learning about leadership and you know, developing social and emotional skills, as well as all the fun things that a camp has to offer and the regular day-to-day activities.
Now, OELC's programming is a little bit different this year from what it's been offered in previous years. I understand there's quite a bit of programming for educational institutions, and we were just talking about that now. Can you talk to me about these programs and what they do for OELC as an organization?
Right. So in the past, we have typically just gone into schools, and we are still doing that. But again, this is a new initiative with Camp Kuching to actually have schools get out of their school and have the experience of having an overnight camp. And it's really about, you know, leadership development and programs that build teamwork and mutual respect through different types of unique activities that we offer at the camp. And so we're looking at during the warmer months of the year to have school groups attend the camp. And then during the year, we will actually do on location, which is directly at the schools, where we can do 1, 2, or 3 day leadership programs.
Now, our community is very familiar with what OELC looks like on the ground in a camp setting, but can you talk to me a little bit about what it looks like at a school? Is this something that runs just in the context of the school day? Is there an overnight component like you'd find at OELC? What does that look like for those schools that are having you come in?
So when we go on location, is what we call it, to the schools, it is actually just strictly a day program. So it can be a 1, 2, or 3 day program, but there's no overnight involved. You know, the only meal that would be involved is a lunch, and we customize the program based on what the school is looking for. So we just recently ran an anti-racism course for over 75 students at one of our schools in Ontario, and that went over great. So those are the type of leadership programs that we want to continue to offer to schools, as well as any customized leadership courses that schools are requesting.
Great. Now, I know there are courses that are still being offered to the public this year, which is wonderful to see because, of course, so many of us were involved in those over the years, myself included. And can you talk to us a little bit about what programs are being offered again this year?
So we have three programs that are being offered this year, the last 2 weeks of August. Our first one is called our Spark Leadership Program, and that is for 7 nights and 8 days for students currently in grade six. And this is really our junior leadership program. So it really starts looking into developing leadership skills and teaching grade sixes what leadership is and what it looks like and how they can be a part of that for their community, and way to really be positive, contributors to the culture, and where they can make a difference in our community moving forward, and start also looking at how they can be mentors as well.
And
The
that's
second.
I'm so happy we're heading down that road. Can I just ask, do the grade sixes get to use the ropes course? Because that's usually their biggest draw.
Yes, they do get to use the ropes course as
Oh,
well.
you see? Now that's huge. I know those of you who are asking wondering about signing up, it is very much the case that you get to go down that road. So talk to me then about the difference between that and then our intermediate athletics or the intermediate youth leadership, which I know is also happening.
Right. So those two camps are again 7 nights, 6 days, and one is more focused on athletics, so developing leadership through different athletic activities, and then the other one is more focused on well-being workshops and leadership development activities that don't include athletics as much as the intermediate athletics leadership.
Well, that makes sense. And I guess if I remember correctly, the intermediate youth leadership was a bit more focused on school leadership. So that was more about what they were going to do in their schools. And does that still seem like the case to
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're correct. Thank you, Nathan.
So I'm curious about this, and I know this is what so many of us are curious about is, are there plans to add more of these public courses for the 2024 season? Or do you think this model that we're on right now is likely to be the model for the foreseeable future?
The model that we're currently using right now and having school groups attend the camp is working really well. And so this is really our rebuild year after COVID. And after we've changed partnerships with the location that we're using. So we're really right now in our rebuilding year and looking at what works best for the students and for children and as well as for the organization. So we still have a lot of great ideas coming up for the fall. You'll be seeing different conferences in October and November, different things for schools. And from there, we'll really reevaluate towards the end of the year and see what works best for everybody.
So you were talking about the fact that you have some things coming up in the fall. Is there anything you can share with us that isn't breaking any rules? Just curious about. Tell us what, maybe we should just say it's tentative. But can you talk to us about what's tentatively happening in the fall?
That sounds good, Nathan. So we're looking at, looking at conference centers at central locations around Ontario and inviting, a group of students from each school to attend, kind of like the old model that OELC used to use, and really get some champions from the different schools in there and looking at them being mentors and leaders for the rest of the students in their school and talking about really hard topics, such as racism, such as bullying, things that are really important and really at the forefront of schools right now. And so we think it's important to have those tough conversations and to, teach youth how to be leaders in those conversations when they come up at school, when they hear others talking about them.
That's great. And I'm curious about then, and this is so important for all of us, for any of us who spent time at OELC, the feeling of being at a course was transformative. It was the reasons that we all went there, and so many of us went back over and over again. And you have had the experience recently that really very, very much jealous of actually having stood in the middle of an OELC course. Talk to me about how it feels to be at Couchiching and what you observe about being in the middle of one of those courses.
One of the things that I really heard when I first started working at OALC was that there was a huge alumni following. And as I said, knowing a few friends that had gone through OALC, they were excited to pull out their sweatshirts from 30 years ago and actually show them to me. And it was amazing to me what a transformative experience it was, as you mentioned. And you can really see it when you're there. People have come out of OALC as lifelong friends. And we've seen that before in other podcasts that you've done, as well as different testimonials that we've had. But the bonding that occurs there is just phenomenal. So they're making lifelong friends. They're really learning about how to be leaders of their community. But at the same time, they're having fun. I mean, there's canoeing, there's kayaking, there's sailing, there's bonfires every night, there's skits at night. They're having the time of their life, but at the same time, they're learning. And so there's no better way to learn than to have fun while doing it. And it's just a great experience. Camp Kuching is a fantastic camp, as I mentioned, right on the water. Back in the day when I went to camp, the cabins are certainly different now than they were then. But yeah, so it's an experience that you take with you throughout your life, and you also meet friends that you take with you throughout your life. So it's something that you can't really compare it to anything else. It's an experience that stays with you forever.
Okay, well, I don't know if you have anything else you want to tell the community, but I think that's all we need to talk about today. Is there anything else you'd like to share or anything you wish I'd asked that I haven't?
You know what? If you have any questions whatsoever, whether you're, from a school, whether you're a parent, whether you're a student yourself, you want to get involved, please feel free to reach out. You can go onto our website and you can definitely contact us from there. But thanks so much, Nathan. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I'm so glad to hear the programming is running again. And I know everyone's excited to hear the details. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Well, friends, that concludes our short episode for today. A quick reminder that OALC is still taking registrations for the courses available at the end of August. You can find all that information at www.oelccaso.com. That's all for me today. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope to be speaking to you again very soon. Take care.